welcome to the Chelsea Skidmore Show. It's been a while, guys. Good to be back. I haven't recorded an episode in a couple of months because I am pregnant. I'm 17 weeks pregnant, which is 4 months. And I was recording a couple episodes and hadn't realized I was pregnant. And it's so funny because I was recording at the Comedy Store, and at the time the studio was upstairs and you would have to walk up like 4 flights of stairs, and I would be out of breath by the time I got upstairs and everyone was making fun of me. And then when I realized I was pregnant, I was like, oh, that's why it was so hard to walk up the stairs. And then I started to get really bad morning sickness and nausea. There's my New York accent, nausea. And I just felt like shit. I had no energy. So I just needed to take a little bit of a break. And honestly, like, I was not feeling very creative. Like, I just didn't feel like doing stand-up. I didn't feel like writing. I didn't feel like doing anything. All I wanted to do was lay down, eat, and just try not to throw up whatever I was eating. I'm so glad the nausea has gone away for now. And I'm just figuring out how to make it work. Little tricks like taking my prenatal vitamins at night instead of during the day has like made a big change. And, cause then I'm not getting nauseous from the pill, and like, just, you know, trying not to be driving for super long periods of time if I can help it, and making sure I eat every couple hours. Cause like, oh my God, I'm so hungry all the time. Like, if I don't eat every couple hours, like, I feel ravished, like I'm gonna die. So definitely eating a lot, and Jagger is below my feet right now, slightly snoring. So if you hear a little cute bulldog, that's who that is. It's not a sound effect of someone being bored of me talking about pregnancy. Oh my God, this fucking guy from my high school who I grew up with, I was posting pregnancy stuff on my my Instagram story, and he goes, oh, are you the pregnancy account now on social media? Like, ugh. And like, it really bothered me that he said that, and I doubt he's going to listen to this. So whatever. But like, I was like shocked that he said that, and it really made me in my head. But it's like, you know what? Like, I can be whoever I want to be. Like, I can talk about pregnancy. I'm a fucking woman. Like, I could talk about social media is to share your life and what you're going through. And I want to have pregnancy episodes on my podcast too. Like, I love interviewing, you know, comedians, writers, actors, creative people, interesting people with unique jobs. But I also want to do episodes about pregnancy. And today is a special pregnancy episode. And there's so many women that I know that are having babies right now or just had babies. It seems like everyone I know, and it's just the time to do it. So what a better time than to have an episode talking about little cuties. So in today's episode, I have comedian Esther Steinberg on, who I believe has like a little over a 1-year-old son. And so we got into symptoms and what giving birth is like, and how to just kind of survive pregnancy and what it's like, and just kind of sharing our stories. And it was super fun and informative, and I have so much to learn. And part of me wanting to do these episodes is because I want to learn from other moms, and I'm so grateful for the women that I'm friends with and who have been answering my questions and giving me advice. And it's so helpful. So I just want to continue to spread the word and just, like, you know, buff up the community of women who are mothers. And it's something that I want to, you know, it's like a new chapter of my life that I want to be a part of. So it's, I'm excited, guys. So this episode has a couple of awesome sponsors. I'm so excited to share them with you. Our first one is Snuggle Me. Let me tell you about my new favorite baby product, the Snuggle Me Organic Lounger. I've been going to my friends' houses who have been having newborns to observe and learn new things, and trying to figure out what I need to get and what I need to order, and like, when I need to do it and how to be prepared. And I noticed that the baby at one of my girlfriend's houses was so peaceful and cozy in this like little snuggle me lounger. And I was like, oh my God, I definitely need to get one of those. So I immediately followed them on Instagram. I looked up their website and I found out that the snuggle me acts like an extra set of arms. So what you can do is you can lay your baby down in the lounger and they will actually stay content. Like they'll stay calm, they'll stay peaceful, and the sides pull around them to hug them. So they feel like you're holding them. So it's like a great place for your baby to chill. And I love that it's made with organic fabrics. You get to choose the color. It's beautiful. It's modern. So go to snugglemeorganic.com/discount/Chelsea to get 20% off all your favorite Snuggle Me organic gear. And be sure to use your promo code Chelsea, that's C-H-E-L-S-E-A, at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Snuggle Me Organic has a love it guarantee that gives you 60 days from your purchase date to try your Snuggle Me with your little one. And if for any reason you aren't satisfied, simply send it back for a refund, no questions asked, which is really cool. So that's snugglemeorganic.com/Chelsea. Use the code Chelsea to get 20% off right now and check out their loungers. They're so adorable. They're organic and I absolutely love it and can't wait to put my little baby girl in one. Oh my God, I'm out of breath. I'm already out of breath. I'm out of breath. I had to chug water. I mean, I'm breathing for two, I'm eating for two, and I'm sleeping for two. And I guess I am holding my breath for two when I read these ads. Okay, guys. Next, I want to tell you about Nuna, who I'm absolutely obsessed with. All my girlfriends have Nuna strollers. They all have Nuna bassinets and car seats. So when I already had known about Nuna for a long time and I saw what my girlfriends were using. So when it came time to kind of check out strollers, I already knew where I was going. So this episode is also sponsored by Nuna, which is super exciting. And I'm so happy to do a partnership with them because I absolutely love their design. It's so cute. They have a premium Dutch design. So they have really beautiful craftsmanship, clean lines, thoughtful solution. Nuna remains inspired by the ingenuity of Dutch design. So true to its roots, the Nuna style is timeless while the features they build into each product are expertly engineered for your modern life. They don't compromise on safety. They go above and beyond what's required. Nuna's baby gear is extensively tested before it ever leaves the factory and enters your home. To ensure compliance with safety standards, Nuna regularly has its gear tested at accredited independent labs, which already makes me feel so good because, of course, we're all concerned about the safety of our little babies. So just to know that off the top makes me feel really good. They also, Nuna actively sources materials that are known to be better for your baby in our world. From certified Okotex certified fibers to Gott's cotton, Nuna brings the highest quality into your home for safer sleep, snuggles, and strolls. Other brands use heavy chemicals to keep their materials fire retardant, but all of Nuna's car seats are naturally flame resistant. So the materials keep harmful toxins away from your precious little ones too. Breathe easier knowing that Nuna products are Green Guard Gold certified, adding up to less indoor air pollution and reducing your risk for chemical exposure. Nuna believes in cultivating healthier environments, especially for little lungs and delicate skin. The days might be long, but the years go by way too quickly. Nuna wants you to be present for every moment with your little one, going wherever their tiny feet take you with ease and comfortability. To live fully in all the precious moments, your baby needs gear that doesn't slow your go and makes the ordinary moments extraordinary. Nuna has been recognized with over 320 awards from some of the world's most prestigious designs and parenting institutions. They're on a quest to bring you premium baby gear designed seamlessly around your life. Every detail is just the way you like, and every feature is exactly what you need. That's the Nuna way. So go to nunababy.com. That's NunaBaby.com to learn more about their premium baby gear that's purposefully designed seamlessly around your life. All right, guys, let's get into the episode with Esther. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Esther. Welcome to the Chelsea Skidmore Show.
Mazel tov on your bump.
Is it tov or tov? Well, you would know.
That's funny. It's whatever you want. Mazel tov.
It could be either.
Yeah.
I've only heard mazel tov.
Mazel tov. Oh, that's but a New York accent.
I was just going to say that must be the East Coast version, but you're from Florida.
It's mazel tov. It would be like an Israeli way to say it.
Oh, is it so tov?
Yeah, it's just like saying coffee. If someone's like, how do you say coffee? And I've only heard coffee.
Yeah.
It's like, well,
no one fucking says that, by the way. No one says that. Everyone's like, oh, coffee, New York. It's like, I've never heard a fucking person in my entire life say coffee.
I need a
But I say sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I was like, that's like saying that.
What part of Florida are you from again?
Ugh, can we not? I'm from Tampa, Florida.
Okay, Tampa.
And I'm proud to say that as much of an LA girl I try to be, I am a true trash hole from Tampa.
You don't seem like someone who's from Tampa. And I don't know what that means either.
I mean, it means that when I was 7 months pregnant, I posted pictures of me or videos of me twerking and had no shame.
Oh, I can't wait to do that.
Yeah.
See, that's like one of the fun things.
It's one of those things that I think the trashiness comes in the lack of clothing and the like excitement to do videos of twerking, even though it's so... so foul on lots of levels. And
no,
I'm like, no, this is my authentic self.
Yes. And I love like when you're really big, and we're talking about pregnancy, by the way. I ordered a crop top that has like a stripper like logo on it, like Baby Doll Strip Club or something. And I'm like, I can't wait to wear this when I have a bump.
Yeah, you need to,
you know what I mean?
You need to get excited and do really stupid stuff because it's like a limited time. It's 9 months. And really the bump is like maybe 4 or 5 months. You get like this giant bump. And
when
you
did you
fun.
Get the bump?
I feel like I got it early. I feel like that's at like month 4, I was like, I have a big bump or something.
Like bigger than mine right now.
Maybe.
I'll remind you for the cameras.
Your bump is so...
But it changes.
You look like a girl. You look like a skinny girl who had a single burrito and 4 beers last night. And all you need is like one day of juicing.
Steven says I look like a Comedy Store waitress.
Yeah. That's nice.
Or like, I know it's not
nice.
Yeah,
a lot
or
of
like
times,
a dive bar waitress or something. Nicole Amy won't
skinny.
Give it to me. She's like, you just look like so bloated. She's a bitch though. Yeah. Nicole, if you're going to hear this episode.
You look slightly bloated.
But I look
that's
bloated.
That's the beginning. And your tits are probably enormous.
They are. Well, I already had big boobs. Right before this, I was 32D. Now I don't like fit into. I think I'm going to try to find out how to measure myself at home. Because I'm like, what size am I now?
You will.
They're so big.
I think I went from like maybe I was like getting married and stuff, so I was like a size 0 or a 2.
Yeah.
Then I was a 4, and then just go to the Gap and start trying shit on, and then I was 6. Then I was 8, and it was so stupid because I bought a size 6, and it was like,
is this maternity clothes?
No, regular clothes.
Okay.
I bought like a regular size 6, and then like 5 days later, I was size 8, and then 12. But I think sweatpants. Extra large sweatpants, large sweatpants.
Yeah, the clothes have been really hard.
Why get jeans? Fuck it. Leggings. Just get...
You got normal clothes or maternity clothes?
A mixture of, like, just leggings that were really stretchy, sweatpants that were not maternity. And then when I went to get the maternity jeans... Whatever. It was, like, for performing specifically. I had these, like, stretch over the belly. And I was doing, like, a one... woman show at the time. It was a 2-person, 1-woman show. It was a whole shtick.
A 2-person, 1-woman show?
The whole point.
Because you and the baby?
No, not at all. The whole point was like me and my gay best friend accidentally double booked.
Oh, that's so funny.
And so I get on and I tell my story and my pregnancy, and then he gets on and he's like, what the hell are you doing here? And I'm like, what are you doing here? And then we decide to tell our stories side by side. So he's doing, but we're kind of making fun of one woman shows while we're doing it.
No, that's
it.
Great.
So it was silly and everything was planned.
I love, is that filmed?
It is. And maybe we'll bring it back. But the best was when I had a big bump and there was like gags that I did. Like one of them was it would always just be like, how dare you, like, hunt up a pregnant lady. And, like, I constantly, and then he's like, come on. And I'm like, listen, bucko. And I was like, you, like, can play with the pregnancy. And
yeah.
Like, oh, my back. Oh. And then, like, 5 seconds later, be like, shut up. Like, you can harness that as jokes and be helpless. And then all of a sudden.
And how does it do? Because, like, you know what? I actually have not been on stage yet.
Well, you're not, you literally don't, you still qualify as a super hot, super skinny girl with giant boobs. Fuck you.
Yeah, but you know, tell me if still, you had...
It's not, once you turn into a planet, and I don't know that you will, because...
I think I will. If but you you're petite.
But my husband's 6'4", 245 pounds, and I had a 10-pound baby.
You had a 10-pound baby?
9.5 pounds. So he was so big was so big.
I didn't know that.
And I was in New York and depressed. Well, I don't know that I was depressed, but it was a New York and pandemic, and those things combined meant, like, pizza for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and, like, mm-hmm. cheese burritos.
I'm eating the worst foods.
Exactly.
It's so fun.
You have to.
Yeah.
It's your job.
A friend of mine keeps, like, messaging me, and she's like, oh, my God, stop eating that. Like, you have to eat healthy. I'm like, shut up, bitch. Like, your baby looks like shit. Like, I'm not fucking.
You can eat. I made sure I ate smoothies with, like, spinach and vegetables.
Every day?
I got my nutrients.
Oh. Like, okay,
I was all about, like, getting the nutrients and then being like, and now that I got nutrients.
Yeah.
I will eat whatever the fuck I want. And I started to, like, out-eat my 245-pound husband. And that was the best when he was like, you're so much fun. And we went to Dos Toros. I don't know if they even have it here. But it's just, like, a giant, gross
Caminos?
Burrito. Or Dos Toros. Yeah, that's...
Dos Caminos.
Dos Toros is the New York version. Oh. But it was just like, oh, my God. And the bagels and the lox and the this and the this. And you just start eating. And I was like, wow, this is how guys get to eat all
it's
the
so
time.
It's so fun. I had always been looking forward to this point. Like, I was like, oh, when I'm pregnant, I'm going to have, like, so much fun.
I have no regrets.
No. And
nuts.
It's so guilt-free, too.
Yes.
Because, like, if I wasn't pregnant, I'd be like, oh, my God, I shouldn't have eaten that. Or, like, oh, I'm so full. But, like, I'm like... Like, this morning I had
You're hungry, too.
I'm so hungry.
There's a voice inside you
I went from eating one
hungry.
To two pieces of toast now for breakfast.
Oh, you I was bad like, girl. You bad little bitch. Two pieces of toast? Go kill yourself. No, I understand, but there's a hunger.
I was doing that this morning, and I'm like, Stephen, now I need two pieces. And I kept looking at him to see if, like, he would judge me. And he was like, yeah, go ahead.
It's just like, should he
I'm getting
not
used to
judge
it.
You. He
no.
needs to, like,
he's
and
not.
Noah was celebrating. He's like, oh, yeah, eat, because their kid needs nutrition.
Yeah.
So they see you as just, like, a vessel for their child. And then it turns into, like, yeah, they don't want you to be skinny. They want you to be, like, healthy and mm-hmm. plump and, you know, your whole, like, if you look, like, frail and weird,
that,
I'd be like,
no, that's concerning.
What are you doing?
Yeah. No, of course
You're
not. I mean, I don't know.
You need to
no.
be. Eating
I'm eating entire
day.
Pizzas to myself. It's so fun. I love it.
Ice cream. I remember loving...
I have a Carvel ice cream cake in the freezer, yes. and I take a piece out, like, every other day.
I liked, like, melted cheese. Like, he would make... I'd make Noah cook. He went from never cooking to being, like, a chef, like, just constantly, like, chefing up a storm. And I'm like, and I'll take more cheese. And I'm like, I was, like, vegan for a little bit, and then I was, like, pretty dairy-free. And then when I got pregnant, I was like, I want... melted cheese mm-hmm. on melted cheese. Like, I
just
need,
like, melted cheese.
Yes.
With
and then sometimes the melted cheese on, like, a broccoli. I don't know. Like,
okay.
I just wanted a bowl of broccoli just doused in melted cheese.
Yes.
Like, you get to be creative. And then when it's all said and done, you have your baby, and then slowly you start
eating
like a normal.
Is it hard to transition back to eating normal?
Or no, like, but breastfeeding, you're still really, really fucking hungry.
That's what, like,
that's,
I'm wondering about. Like, how do you have the energy to do anything if you're, like, so tired and, like, you're constantly feeding? Like, if you're, like, starving but you, like, can't get yourself food because you're so busy, like, what is that?
I mean.
That's a fear of mine.
I remember my mom helping out. And this is when, like, the one person I wanted, which is kind of weird because I have a great relationship with my mom. But then the baby thing happened and I was like, I need my mommy. And my mom, like, came and, like, stayed with us for, I think it was 2 weeks. It felt like 5 years. And the one thing, like, while I was, like, breastfeeding and stuff, she would, like, she made, like, oatmeal and then put, like, chocolate in it and then put, like, cut up peaches. Like, I have these weird memories of, like, I don't usually eat like that. And then I'd put, like, hemp seeds and flax seeds. Yeah. So I was, like, really into adding nutritious things mm-hmm. to what would be, like, a chocolate
yes.
oatmeal. It was just...
That sounds amazing.
I don't think I would have ever come up with that on my own yeah. and not pregnant. And then when you're pregnant and you're breastfeeding, you're just like, I'm going to need food constantly. I remember eating waffles and while I was breastfeeding, because you're eating while you're... I mean, who gives a yeah. shit? No one does. And there was a piece of waffle that fell into, like, my newborn's ear. And I was like, oh. And I think I talked
like
to other moms.
Like, into the canal?
Into the ear, just hanging out. Just resting. And I, like, picked out yeah. a piece of waffle in my newborn's ear. That was
Did
like,
you eat it?
Probably, because he's just so fresh and new. Aww. When a baby yeah. comes out so fresh and sparkling and new and clean, like, their buttholes, you have to wipe 100 times a day.
Yeah, I'm
and
wondering
they're, like,
about
pristine
all
pristine and beautiful, and his, like,
they're, like, so
little
clean.
Crotch is just, like, clean and perfect. Like, there's no better.
Yeah.
You have to wipe it, and you're, like, face-to-face
they
with
get,
this
like,
tiny
covered
penis.
In shit, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and you're wiping
I've
it.
Seen pictures.
You're handling balls and penises.
Yeah, I'm having a girl,
tiny
thankfully.
Pussy. And then, and what's...
Not thankfully. I would have been happy with a boy,
yeah,
just for the record.
It's so cute.
But I know more even what to do there, about taking care of a girl, obviously.
I like, don't even know yeah. how to take care. I
Did you read, like, books and or any of that?
I read so many stupid books.
Okay.
And one of them was, like, sleep training. Sure,
yeah.
Sure,
Did
sure.
you use a snoo?
Yes, I
yeah,
did.
Yeah, I tested. And you love it?
Yes.
Yes.
And then but he grew out of it so fast
yeah.
that I gave it to a friend. Uh-huh. And then that friend gave it to a friend.
Yeah, I've
and then there's
do
something
that.
Really cute about knowing that this thing has been shared.
Yes.
And then if I have another kid, the SNU is now in New York City, and I'm already thinking that I'm going to ask the person who now has it, the friend, the other friend, if they can sell it because it's good resale
yeah.
value. And then I have to go and purchase another fucking
yeah
snow.
Or you can rent one
for
but
like
yeah.
$111 like I yeah. think I remember
I think
the
it's
prices
like $149.
The fact that I
left.
Have memorized prices of a snoo rental is like your brain is just like full of like
I'm obsessed with all this shit.
How much does this cost him and the baby diaper oh I can like name stores that have good maternity, like I think H&M and Zara have some
yes.
good maternity stuff. And there's this place called Hatch that's
oh,
like
I love
really
it. My
expensive.
From Hatch.
Yes, it's like out of the blue. Yeah. You're like, oh, I feel like splurging. And oh my God, I can tell you, my mom had some maternity clothes that she had saved, which
uh-huh.
is really weird. And I took them from her and like wore them a couple times.
But actually, this is a good time to give a shout out.
Oh, yeah. Clothing.
Yeah. Well,
jewelry.
I'm absolutely obsessed
Nouvering?
With bump suit. No, oh. NuvaRing.
No, it's the opposite.
Wrong podcast episode.
Shit.
I did have a NuvaRing, though, one time. And I was having sex with a guy who had a big dick, and he pulled it out on his dick.
And that's how you got pregnant.
No. This was so long ago. But he, like, caught it and, like, fished it out.
Like he was a dolphin.
Like it was a fair game.
Yes.
You
yes.
know, and you're just like, hitting the ring on
wow.
this, whatever. Okay. No, I am absolutely obsessed with bump suit. Have you heard of bump suit?
No, but I need to know.
So it's founded by supermodel Nicole Trunfio, who's an Australian-born supermodel, mother of three.
I only trust supermodels.
Only. She's so gorgeous. I've known who she was for a long time because a friend of mine knew her, and so I've, like, followed her and stuff. And then she came out with this clothing line, bump suit, which is for women throughout pregnancy and beyond, as a go-to layer that could be effortless. Styled into a new outfit each time. So it's like a clean aesthetic. It's simple. It leaves room for personal flair so you can accessorize because they're just like plain jumpsuits. Like they
I
have like
it.
Black, white. I think there's like a taupey orange color.
Hot pink.
I don't think there's
for the
a hot
Tampa
pink,
girl.
But you would have to check. Was he just doing a dick sucking motion?
No, I think he was
okay.
telling me to.
Oh, go into the microphone?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Or no, he told me to suck a dick.
But to continue about Bumpsuit, yeah, there is one continuous base layer with no bands or seams that dig into the mother's precious growing bump. So it's like super comfortable, and it's not, there's no uncomfortable like tightness or band around your stomach. The material gently stretches and rebounds with the body as it transitions through the seasons of pregnancy and all the stages of womanhood. So
I'm sold. I
check out Bumpsuit
pregnant
on Instagram and Facebook. And I have a 20% off code, which will be valid for 3 months. It's Chelsea20 to get 20% off all purchases on bumpsuit.co. So check out Bumpsuit.
Ooh.
And get 20% off with Chelsea20.
I love it.
Yeah. No, they're like, they have like really cute cat suits. And like, I see, I wish my bump was a little bigger.
Because it'll
I
get
would
there.
Do it for Halloween. Do you remember being in that? Like on their Instagram, they have all these like, you could just put like ears on and like a cat tail and like instantly have a cute little outfit. Do you remember being in that weird in between stage where you just feel like so bloated and fat and you like can't fit into anything?
Yes.
Like, all of my clothes are way too small.
Yes, and they hurt.
But I'm too hurt so bad. But I'm too small at this point for like any bump maternity
clothes.
The
only advice I have is to go to Lululemon and get Align leggings. They feel like butter.
Uh-huh.
They should fucking sponsor. But they feel like butter, and then get like maybe two sizes up. They'll fit you perfectly, and then you'll wear them throughout your pregnancy and never, ever, ever take them off. I don't think that there's any purpose of anything other than like you can just wear Align leggings. Like, I was told that from someone, and then I bought
what's Align leggings.
Align is just from Lululemon.
Is that the brand,
they have a new
the style.
No, it's like a material, and it's like, yeah, it is a style.
Okay.
It's like they have this style, and what it is like, instead of feeling like binding and tight like some leggings are, it feels like the stretchiest, buttery, soft.
Yes, that's what
and
we
I
want.
Think
we want soft
you
materials.
You want things that, like, I wore it at 3 months pregnant, and I wore it 9+, like, because I went over. Yay!
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so how many weeks were you?
I think I was, like, 42 weeks, and I was
like,
I was
were
like,
you, like, get
really?
Out.
Yes, and
did
I
you
was
get pregnant in New York?
I got pregnant. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah.
We
conceived
in
story.
Denver on my wedding weekend.
So it was the weekend.
It was like two
of
days
your
before
wedding.
The wedding.
Okay, because I was wondering
I
about
was,
the
like,
timeline
ovulating.
Of that, because I couldn't tell if you were pregnant at the wedding.
Well,
I couldn't
technically
remember.
Walking down the aisle, I was pregnant.
Yeah.
But I mean, if
the
we're going to get
so
specific.
The last time I saw you is when we went on that hike, I think, with Nicole. Unless
oh my gosh.
I saw you
maybe
here or something since then. But I remember you were talking about your upcoming wedding.
Yes, wedding was coming up. And then we had the wedding, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, so let's back up a little and get into, like, the journey of pregnancy. So had you been trying, or did you?
No.
But you're paying attention to your ovulation cycle.
Yeah, and I've never been on birth control.
Ever?
At all.
But never. You're from Tampa.
I know. I was like, well, we'll see what happens. Roll
Wait,
the dice.
That's
I've
crazy.
Just always been like a pull and pray or condom or
pull out and pray.
Don't have sex with someone that can't afford your baby situation. I think
is her mic okay, by the way? Okay.
Yeah, he's like, mic is okay.
Paranoid.
Story
Every episode,
is weird.
I'll get paranoid.
I did. Podcasting on Zoom, so that was awful.
Oh yeah,
I was
I
like,
had my
it's
fair
never
share
gonna
of that.
Work.
It's like, sorry, I can't. You're no Wi-Fi.
It's not gonna work.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It was
awful.
Anxiety.
It's so nice to be in a studio.
I know.
Back at the Comedy Store.
Oh, it's so nice.
So,
were you
following? Did you have an app on your phone?
I have a Flow app, so I kind of started tracking my period.
Yeah.
This idea of babies didn't really occur to me until around the time that we were getting married, and my husband kept, it was this like romantic moment in time where we were getting married and our vows were very like, I want to start a family. And I was like, I want to be the mother of your children.
Aww.
And you just kind of get swept away with the romance of it all. And then it disappears.
You're manifesting.
It's this like beautiful moment where, oh my God, we're getting married. And that weekend, it was like hearing him be like, I want you to be my, like, we were just talking about babies a lot because that's what you do. Maybe.
How long had you been together?
Like 3 years.
3 years. Okay. And
then the
did
weekend.
You use ovulation sticks at all, or was simply off the app?
I just did the app, and I feel
so.
Like
this is the first
accurate.
Time that you
one
tried.
And done.
And you're such a bitch. Like, there's so many girls
yes.
who I all of my friends. So for me, like all of my friends were like, oh my God, like first try, like so easy, you know? And that was not my experience. And it's so crazy.
But I've also have a second story, which I've never talked about before, which is.
We love an exclusive.
A very big exclusive, which, yes, my first time was easy. Uh-huh. I got pregnant immediately and was so excited. Yeah. Had the baby healthy. Everything was I feel so incredibly blessed and also was in a blissful state of like, yeah, all you have to do is have sex once and then boom, a perfect baby 9 months later after you gain literally 80 pounds. But then afterwards, you know, maybe it was a couple months ago, we got pregnant and then I miscarried. So it's okay. I have the baby to then be like, you know, I'm not this. It wasn't like the biggest, saddest story in the world. I was like, well, we have our son. It's okay. We'll try again. But it's like, yeah, the person who so easily does this once can have a really hard time either conceiving or keeping it to term. So it's like, yeah, okay, the first one was flawless. The second one was a miscarriage. I don't know if I'm going to get pregnant again and again or whatever, but it's like just because it's one and done doesn't mean. I think that's such a great point
to make for people to hear because I feel like you hear so many versions of stories of what it's like for people, but I don't know if I've heard that story.
Yeah. Oh, the first time was really easy, but the second took so long. Or the first time, oh, it was so hard and we miscarried three times and then I had three babies after. I mean, it's every story possible.
Yeah, for me, like we were trying for like 5 months and I was following along with an app.
Yes.
But we were also using the ovulation sticks, but the ones that we were doing
That's
were like
so like high tech of you.
Well, we were like, oh, we have to. I was like,
was it clinical? Was the sex like okay? Get it up, let's go.
Yeah, it wasn't. It's not fun when you do it that way. And then like, because it's like, oh, this is like the 2 day or window or like the 12 hour window.
And you're
then,
let me put on my sexy.
And then if
outfit?
I'm like, I don't feel like having sex this month, he's like mad at me, you know, because I missed the window, sort of thing. So.
Oh, isn't that sweet how much he wants to put he really a wanted child to be a father.
I'm so excited that he's not. My brother's like, is he freaking out? I'm like, no, he's like, great. He's so excited. And like every day we're like, planned. We're so happy. Yeah. And so I first had the ovulation sticks where like you pee on it and then they're really hard to read. They weren't the digital ones at first. They're ones that just like show up with like the, I think it's like called a HCG line or something.
Right.
Something like that. And I just like, they were so like, I couldn't fucking read them. I was so confused. And then a friend of mine was like, oh, you should get the digital ones.
Welcome to the 21st century.
And she was like, they're so much easier to read. And when I used them, I got pregnant right away. And I was like, oh, okay. Literally did it the first time. And I got pregnant that time from using that. Because it just made it so much easier. And it like shows a little happy face when it's like, it's like a peak and it's
yeah,
just makes
I feel like
it
you don't
want to
skimp
like,
out or like do there's some people who want to do things manual or whatever.
Yeah,
it's like,
I just
no,
didn't know which
do.
One we just didn't know which ones to get.
Of course.
And they were like the cheaper ones and we're like, they're all the same. Yeah. You know, like just saving like
a nickel
on Amazon pretty much. Yeah. But it's like
I love that you were like, well, what if we spent
I was
one
being 49% Jewish, which I am. That's what I am.
And then it all worked out.
Yeah, no, it didn't. It 5 months could have been saved. But anyways, that's sort of my story of like, and I guess 5 months isn't that long in reality, but
that was 5 months ago. No, 5 months of trying.
5 months of trying. And then it was so funny because, like, I had the narrative in my head, like, something's wrong with me. I'm different from everyone. Like, it's not going to work for me. It's worked for all my friends. You know, I'd go, like, negative.
Of course.
Yeah. And then I was like, Steven, you have to go get your sperm tested. Like, everyone's like, it could be him. It's him.
I like doing that. If you ever need a friend to start, like, getting mad at the man, I'm always like, and I have a friend who's having a hard time, and I'm like, it's him.
I know. Well, that's what everyone wants to say that, like, to take the pressure off you, and it feels good.
And taking pressure off, as weird as it sounds, can sometimes
because then
know,
also
happiness.
You get a lot of pressure put on yourself too during
happiness,
that process.
I'll just say anxiety and stress is not helpful.
Yeah, no. And it's like, I was like, something's wrong with me. Like, if I can't create a life, like something's wrong with my body. You know, it starts to make you just have all these like bad thoughts about yourself. And the day he was going to go to get the sperm test, the day before that I got I found out I was pregnant.
I think it's psychological. Your body was like, it's not you, it's him. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a minute.
I know, it could
I'm
have
hungry.
Been.
Because I stopped. I want a burrito.
Well, you know what was so funny? I didn't even realize, like, so because I thought something was wrong with me and, like, I had a hard time getting pregnant and there was some bigger problem that we didn't know about, I ended up getting so sick for, like, a week. Mm. And I didn't know what was wrong with me. I was so tired. I had no energy. Like, I felt horrible. And I was so nauseous. And, like, I know. I know. And, or maybe the nausea hadn't come yet. And I thought I had COVID. So I went to get a COVID test and it was negative. And I was like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I was like, I guess I have, like, a flu. Like, being pregnant was, like, zero consideration. Like, at all. And then
meanwhile, your poor husband's jerking off in a doctor's office.
No, he hadn't gone yet. And then I got, like, I had rosemary bread and I opened it up and the smell of the rosemary, like, assaulted me. I was like, oh,
I love rosemary. But yes, when you're pregnant, it's like,
but it, like, shocked me. And I was like, that was so odd. I was like, why was that so disgusting? And I told my mom and she was like, oh, you might be pregnant. And I was like, what?
Does
no.
your back hurt? Yes. Are you tired?
So that's how I found out. How did you find out? Did you know you were pregnant when it happened? How many weeks were you when you found out?
I think I might have been like 5 or 6 weeks.
I was
like
five.
I was very much. I think when you
around
don't
then.
Have your period, you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Something's up.
Yeah.
I'm usually bleeding right now.
Right.
But then it was my back pain and I was like, oh my God, my back hurts. And I think that's because there's this hormone that pumps through your body that literally takes your pelvis and expands it. And
oh my God.
Makes your bones movable and mendable so that eventually a whole fucking child can fit inside of your pelvis that was previously small and petite.
I just took a deep breath because I'm so nervous about birth and we'll get to that.
Oh. Well, don't worry about it. Just take drugs.
Take what? Drugs?
Yeah.
I know. So what do you get?
Well, I'll tell you in a second.
Or dural?
The epidural, which I think
is that
it?
Wait, did you get a high from it? Because I've heard mixed things.
Yeah, well, epidural is a cute word, I believe. Don't quote me on this, but I think it's a cute word for oxy and fucking
really
it's like hard drugs.
Okay, because
I think they
you know
call
I'm
it like
sober
epidural, but it's just a bunch of painkillers pumped into you.
Okay,
and it's fabulous.
Okay, good, because I'm sober and I always look forward to a freebie.
Yes,
so if
you're
I'm really
sober,
excited for
then
the
you
epidural.
Get this
exciting
epidural.
Like, so I'm like,
and
really
I was,
hoping I get a high.
But
from
no
it.
Matter who you are, you're sober for like 9 whole months, and then the first time you get
well,
drugs,
some people
you're
have
like
a glass
me.
Of wine and stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm sure people smoke. I don't know.
No, people,
I don't know.
People do different things, but for the most part, I think. Yeah, I'm. You know what? When people told me you're gonna have one glass of wine, I was always like, yeah, but I want
one.
Two margaritas.
Yeah.
So I don't think I want to get like a headache and sleepy from one glass of wine.
What's the point?
I really just want a pitcher of margarita.
Did you?
Like, no, never.
Yeah.
Because I was like,
when you, before the 5 week period, did you do things that you shouldn't have eaten or drank?
Oh, yeah, I did
mushrooms. Me too. Okay. Oh, you did? Oh, that's fun. But
and
that's natural.
I guess
actually,
so. We don't know. So what's funny is I went to a bachelorette party or it's a birthday bachelor party for my bestest friend. And we went to the Hamptons and there was a big group there. And I was like, I feel like doing mushrooms. And do you guys want to do it? And everyone was like, no, no, no. And I'm like, are you sure? And they were like, no, no, no. And I'm like, okay. So I will do mushrooms alone.
Crazy girl.
And I mean, the party was like very tame and very lame. And I was like, I'm going to have a spiritual experience
and you're
right
just
over there.
A pregnant
there.
Girl on mushrooms.
Yes, yes. No one knew I was pregnant. I didn't know I was pregnant. Yeah. And then I did mushrooms and I definitely had like a vision of like a son. I definitely was like
oh my
wanting
God.
A boy. But I don't know how much of it was me being like, this is what I want. And I'm asking the universe or if it was a vision
amazing.
Or something in the clouds. I was like really feeling good.
Yes.
And then afterwards, I was like, oh shit, I'm pregnant. And it was the day before our honeymoon, which is fucked up.
Where'd you go?
Because we went to Italy, and Italy, it's illegal not to drink wine. And
I mean,
even though
you mean because they don't understand,
they won't accept no.
Well, they're just like, what? I know.
I would have had to be like, I'm.
They're mad.
So I didn't do a good job. I didn't know I was going to have that much of a backbone when it came to my honeymoon. They'd be like, and what wine would you like? And I'm like, I'm okay. And they're like, You must they don't understand.
They're like,
you're on your honeymoon. Yeah. And I'm like, And so I used to joke, like, before any of my friends and my mom and dad knew, every waiter in Italy knew I was pregnant. Every Uber driver knew I was pregnant. Like, somehow it just...
Yeah. So you waited to tell people?
I was talking to my mom on the phone. I wanted to wait. And then I was like, yeah, blah, blah.
But you told her
the back
away.
Hurts. And she goes, oh, your back hurts? Are you pregnant? And I was like, I'm not going to lie. So I was like, yes. But my mom did not give me the opportunity to be like, listen, I have really big news. I'm pregnant. Like, you think you're going to have that moment. And instead, your mom's like, you're probably pregnant, which is what happened to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm like laughing. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
And,
I know.
Yeah. And then the smells in Italy, I was like, oh, like there was some good smelling things. And then there was some just like, I remember just like, ugh.
Yeah. Were you nauseous there?
It's like I never really had like a true morning sickness.
You
thing.
Never did?
No.
Oh, but my God, you're so lucky.
There was moments where I was like, I'm kind of queasy.
No, but it was throwing up?
No.
What?
No. I waited to throw. I have a joke that I'm like,
I don't understand.
It's the first time in my life that I'm throwing up and gaining weight. So like a fun joke about it.
Yeah.
But I think there was a moment in my pregnancy when I really got big. Oh my God.
Yeah.
People are like, you're due tomorrow. And I'm like, but I'm not. I have 4 more months of this shit. But that's when the jokes started flowing, when I started looking like a planet.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't go to the beach. They're going to throw me into the ocean. Like, I was the butt of all of my jokes.
Yeah, I know. I keep like telling Steven all the hack. I'm thinking of like the hackiest jokes.
Yes. You have to just.
And we're just like just laughing.
You're a comedian. But, you're going to get.
So I haven't been on stage yet because I'll tell you. So I have been so fucking sick.
Oh.
But that just passed, you know, it ended once I got into the second trimester, which has been like a couple, like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
But every single day, all I could do was like lay in bed and I was throwing up all day
long.
What
is this, college? I just I can't open.
No, like I was so sick. I had no energy. I was like, I feel like I can't extend myself. Do you know what
shouldn't.
I mean?
And if you're
and I felt
feeling
so
like,
uncreative.
But
and I, like,
the
didn't
second
even...
trimester is like famously the good trimester.
Yeah, but now I feel good. So I'm like, okay, like what do I want to say? And I've been thinking about like, you know, what I want to do, and I feel like my whole set has to be like different suddenly, you know, because I just feel like such a different person.
I mean, there's this like cheesy quote where it's like, when your baby is born, you're gonna meet a brand new person, and it's not the baby, it's you. It's like all these cheesy quotes about like you transform, you're different.
Yeah, I really do feel like that's coming though.
Like I'm very different.
Yeah, I'm
so not the same selfish person that I was, because you have you cannot be selfish. Mm-hmm. Starting with 9 months of giving yourself to someone else that you haven't even fucking met, which is like, I'm like, my pregnancy jokes are coming back. I had this bit, I maybe told it once, and then I it was like about feeling like I was on Catfish, because I was like, felt like I was getting catfished, because I'd get like blurry photos of the baby like, and be like, I can't wait to change my whole life for you.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, I've never met him, but I know I love him. And it was just like, I
did
never
you ever see, like, do you remember the 12-week ultrasound photo when they look like an alien?
Sure.
And you're
then
just
they
like,
do the test for the Down
like,
syndrome.
Cute.
There was all this scary stuff.
It
I
is
had
scary.
Someone tell me, like, you should have gotten genetic testing before you, like, I have a friend who's a genetic scientist. She's like, she like yelled at me and was like, how could you get pregnant without genetic testing? And I'm like,
oh, beforehand?
While I was pregnant, she was like,
well, yeah,
you
didn't
need to
you
get
do all that?
No, not beforehand.
No,
I'm
no, during the pregnancy.
During the pregnancy, I
because I
got genetic
tested
and Noah did. So if there was and this was like shit I never thought about, but if there's a recessive disease that I have and he also has, we could end up with a kid that has a terminal illness, like a fucking tumor disease or whatever. And it was just such a confidence
it's so
booster because I had
too,
no
to, like,
recessive.
Wait for those results.
I had zero recessive diseases.
I was
and then Noah had like 4.
Oh, he did? Steven didn't get tested for any. Well, I think he was only supposed to get tested if anything like
they say like
showed up online.
Jewish people have a lot of like fun, crazy, horrible diseases that you want to
like lactose intolerance.
That, but also just like a list of
really
of possibilities. They say get genetic testing.
Huh.
Yeah, I mean, they literally have a place you can do it for free if you're, yeah. It's called, like, Jace Green, and they, like, are like, oh, you're a Jew? Okay, like, get genetically tested. I know, it's so lame. Huh. Noah, again.
But I guess I already did it.
And my husband has a joke where, like, when Jews go on a first date, they talk about their recessive diseases, and they're like, okay, let's just leave the date, like, an hour in, it's easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's some serious shit. And then the question is, if you have this crazy disease and then he does, there's a slight chance that if they're recessive, okay, then you have a baby, and then you test that baby, and what actually happened, a friend of a friend had the baby in her stomach and had a pretty terminal like disease, or like a disease that this kid really was never going to function properly and be normal, and I think they had to get an abortion as the doctor like recommended.
Yeah.
But then you have all these thoughts of, like, would I abort a kid if they had Down syndrome? Yeah. Would I abort? And, like, luckily you don't have to make that decision most of the time. Your babies are healthy and everything's fine. But, oh.
Yeah, like, I was so nervous when we were doing the genetic testing. And, like, when we did, like, the Down syndrome test, like,
they measure the neck.
Yeah, and, the technician knew that it was negative, but she had like a weird sense of humor.
Oh my God, they're so funny. One of them was like, well, we can tell it's a boy. Can you not?
She was crazy. She was I was like having a panic. She was saying the craziest shit. It was like, she was like, HR has called on me twice. She was like saying the craziest, weirdest, like off
We had a lot of like dick jokes in the sonogram. Like, well, it's for sure a boy. And I was like, okay. And you're like, you're surprisingly Jewish. Like, I don't need you to talk about whether my fetus.
They're like, he's big and it's not just him.
Yeah. Or like, are you sure he's the dad? Like, shut
they
the
did
fuck.
That? That's they so did, lame. Like, that's so
really
corny.
Weird corny fetus dick jokes. Like, if you're gonna make dick jokes, make it about your dick, not my unborn child.
Yeah, that's
dick.
Odd.
Like, or I can
again,
make
was
dick
this
jokes.
Florida or
yeah, exactly.
This was all in New York.
This was first it was LA and then I went to New York. So in the middle, and you're not supposed to do this, but I moved in the middle of my pregnancy for my husband's job, which he never stepped foot into. He did it all on fucking Zoom. So it was right before the pandemic. I didn't know there was gonna be a pandemic. Had I known, I would have stayed in LA, but we moved to New York.
Wait, where'd you give birth?
In fucking the Bronx.
Oh, in the Bronx,
in New York City.
Let's take a quick break to talk about the True Bliss Sova Bassinet. With the Sova Bassinet from True Bliss, your baby will be cradled in comfort. The contemporary mid-century inspired design fits perfectly into any room, and the bassinet is wrapped in a premium woven fabric and is available in a soothing neutral London gray. It's absolutely adorable, and I love it, and I'm definitely getting it. The two luxurious bamboo sheets accompany the comfy foam mattress pad, and the beautifully tapered wood legs are accented with brushed gold painted tips for an extra splash of style. It's so chic. Safety is True Bliss's top priority, so the Sova bassinet features extra deep walls and a fully covered sleeping area to keep your baby secure. All True Bliss products come with a 1-year manufacturer's warranty, and it's recommended for babies 0 to 5 months. True Bliss is a maker of premium bassinets. Its diverse assortment of bassinets are expertly designed to fit seamlessly into every family's special lifestyle. True Bliss is operated by parent company's RBO LLC, a family-owned management company with a leadership team comprised of experts in the world of juvenile product design and production. In addition to True Bliss, RBO designs and distributes trusted kids brands that include award-winning Little Partners, Rack Furniture, Busy Kids, BK Furniture, with nationwide distribution in all major U.S. retailers. You can purchase the Sova Bassinet today on Target.com and Bye Bye Baby. This episode is also brought to you by Medela. I am a first-time mom. There's a lot to be excited about, but there's also so much to learn, and it can be really overwhelming. I have no idea what I'm doing. I mean, my mom lives in New York. I call her like 5 times a day to give me advice on what I should be buying and what I need and just to be what to prepare for. So I'm really leaning on my girlfriends out here in LA to help me. And I am going over to all their houses and checking out what they're using and trying to learn as much as I can. And I think one of the most overwhelming parts of all of this is just breastfeeding. I have no idea what to do. I have a lot to learn, but I am really excited to be working with Medela because they are the most trusted breast pump brand, and the free Medela family app works like a smart assistant for new parents. So already knowing that I have a smart app is like making me feel so much better, because honestly, I feel quite dumb when it comes to all of this stuff. So from tracking tools from pregnancy through baby's first year to solutions to manage breastfeeding and pumping schedules, users can connect their pump to get real-time session informations and how to do pumping guidance. The virtual breast milk storage freezer makes it easy to know what's on hand. It's the winner of the Parent Tested Parent Improve Award. Medela Family is a great resource to connect breastfeeding families to trusted information when they need it most. Medela family members in the USA get access to members-only perks and exclusive offers, like discounted product bundles and opportunities to test products. Right now, Medela family members have access to an exclusive product bundle curated by designer Rebecca Minkoff. Medela family members can save 36% on the Medela Freestyle Flex Breast Pump and the Rebecca Minkoff Medela Tote. So go to medela.us/medela-family-app to get access today. That's medela.us/medela-family-app for free breastfeeding support. Thank you, Medela, for partnering with us on this episode. Now let's get back to my conversation with Esther.
I was born at Mount Sinai.
Oh, that's, see, it's so special. You're a New Yorker. And yeah. I was like, I get to take my kid back to New York and be like, right there where it says,
bitches. Lenox Hill?
Shit.
No.
Yeah. No, it was Columbia Presbyterian.
Oh, nice.
And it was lovely. But we saw this doctor that I thought was going to be my doctor because we did some research. Yeah. And he was like, he acted like it was this huge fucking favor that he
really?
He's like, usually doctors do not take women in the middle of their pregnancy. Uh-huh. And I was like, okay, well,
I'm sure
sorry.
That happens all the time. There's no way that doesn't happen all the time.
I don't know. Like, doctors don't want, you know, it's this whole fucking business.
That's
so
odd.
Then where I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, it is what it is. We're here. And then as we talked to him, he did not get any of my jokes. Like, I try to be like slightly, I can't help it when I'm like nervous or uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like my humor just starts coming
totally.
Out. And there was all these, and he was like a stoic statue of a man and kind of frosty.
Uh-huh.
Like a frosty, stoic man, the opposite
yeah.
of who I want to touch
but
my pussy.
You also like want a doctor who's not funny, I think, at the same time. Like, do you want
to laugh at my jokes? Get my humor.
Oh, but don't
but
make
I don't
them
need
yourselves.
Your like cheesy. I don't know why it's so important that the humor just clicks. It's like,
yeah.
if you're funny.
So, did you stay
it...
with him?
No. So, what
because
happened
of
was,
that?
Yes. So, what happened was, he had all these pictures of babies on the wall.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's a gynecologist. And I was making a joke. And I was like, wow, you have a lot of kids. And I thought it was the funniest
that
joke
is funny.
Ever.
That
and
is
he
funny.
Goes, oh, okay. And then he not only didn't laugh, he like shut it down. And like, I would say things like,
I'm not happy.
I don't know. Whenever I get like a fucking fisted by a doctor, I'm always like, I'm ticklish. Like, I have to say something.
Yeah.
And he was just like, shut it down. He made me so like, and afterwards I was like, well, you know, it's in the middle of our pregnancy. Like, you know, we're lucky that he's taking us. It's fine. It'll be great. Obviously, he's qualified. He has all these pictures of babies. And I just, me and Noah left being
he's
like,
he's done this.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine. And then this like hormonal, I don't know if you're as emotional as I was.
Not yet.
Oh, well, I was already an emotional wreck. And then the hormones came, and then I was like weeping over pictures of a monkey. I don't know. I was really weird. And so I left, and then Noah went to go do a fucking show. And
yeah.
then this pregnant bitch just sat there all night, and all of a sudden I started thinking about the doctor and how much I fucking hated him. And then I started bawling. So like 7 hours later, he comes home, and he's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I don't like him. Like, it took me a couple hours
yeah.
to like let it sink. And
yeah.
I'm like, I don't want to have a baby with you. You know, like, I think it's such an intense part of your life. It's not, I was like, it's not like I have a flu and I'm seeing a doctor. Like, this is huge. And I ended up with another guy that had a great sense of humor and a very thick New York accent. And he like, and that was like, okay, Noah went to work and was like, oh, call every friend I know in New York and find out what doctor, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then he did. And then we went. Great. And then it was like, yep, that's my doctor. And I was, remember, I really, really wanted a vaginal birth. And then it's like,
it was a C-section.
Yeah, it had
I
to
hear
be.
This. I hear that from a lot of my friends, but I was like, too. That I most of them have had C-sections.
I said, they're going to have to put a gun to my head if they want to do a C-section.
So it was like a last minute thing? Like,
yeah, I was just, 2 weeks late. Okay. So already I'm like, if I was my best friend, I'd be like, bitch, you're 2 weeks late. Like, it's never going to happen.
Do, like, couldn't you they do did like a schedule? Did you go and do the Pitocin?
So finally I went in and they started putting the Pitocin in me, and I was like, yeah, let's get it going. I had like a mantra. I was like, come on. Uh-huh. I was ready for my pussy to bust open. Yeah. Like, I was fucking ready.
Yeah.
I was like, go time, pussy buzzed open.
How long were you there for?
I was there for 36 hours.
No.
And I was supposed to have it at 8 p.m. Yeah.
Okay.
At 8 p.m. was supposed to be my time to go to the hospital. And we got a call and they were like, it was so sad. It was like, this bitch wanted to push out a baby so bad. And the call was, hey, a couple of women came in labor. So you're going to have to come probably tomorrow or like later. We'll give you a call. I got bumped.
How did you feel hearing that? Because I was like, every other bitch. Pregnant, but
everyone I knew was like, everyone that you kind of accumulate people that you know are like, my manager was pregnant and had her baby a week before, and I'm like, oh, vaginal, and I was just like, everyone's having their baby except for me. And then I started like accumulating funny memes, like that's how I dealt with it, and it would be like this like giant fat gorilla being like, me waiting for my baby. And
have you seen the meme that with the chick in the bed, and it's like when your husband's laughing like during pregnancy and she's like giving a dirty look?
No.
Like, it's so funny.
Have you seen the one where she's enormous and they're taking a pregnancy test and it's like supposed to be an advertisement for a pregnancy test, but she has a gigantic bump and it's like, this is the dumbest couple ever. And I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, that's funny. But yeah, we like tried everything, and they did this. There was this like specialist that came in with a balloon thing, and her fingers were like long and perfect for like prying open a cervix. Literally, that was her job.
What?
She like put her finger in.
She
me
had special fingers.
She had like a cervix claw, and she like put a. They Whoa. Call it the balloon, and then that's supposed to like open you
it.
Up.
Okay.
First, it's a pill, and
did you have to do that like sandpaper thing that you put in?
No.
Okay.
Some people,
my friend told me about
they
that.
They pop this pill into your pussy, and then they bust open and have a baby.
Uh huh.
Some people can't, so then they'd use this other thing.
Yeah.
And then they pop open a baby.
Well, when did you do the epidural?
They just
at this
kept,
point?
And then I think around that time where they were like doing the
so
balloon.
So do they
I was
wait
like,
first
I?
To see if you respond and then you get the epidural? Like at what point
you
do you get
you can request it at any time.
I know,
and of course my
you
joke is I asked for it in the lobby. like I can't. Like all
so
these.
So did it last? Because I've heard that it wears
in
out.
In New York City.
Or, at is that the right word?
I only know.
Runs
at,
out.
Yes. So in New York City at Columbia Presbyterian, they give you a motherfucking button. And they tell
What's
you.
What's a button?
A button to press.
Oh.
A clicker.
Oh, okay.
It, like it's a yeah, fucking yeah, yeah. remote. And they said, whenever you want more, you can click it.
Oh.
And I was like, okay.
I didn't know that. So
click,
do they come
click.
Back and do another shot?
It just is attached to your body, and this clicker is attached to the medicine. So you have, like, an IV bag.
And is that in your back, or is that in your vein at this point?
It's in the back. And I literally had a conversation, because I think a couple things
So was
things
it so
can,
painful? I hear that it...
really.
Really? Okay, because everyone makes such a big deal about how much it hurts.
It was a really cool doctor. I mean, it was, like, 4 a.m. I'm just like, when's this baby coming? No progress is being made. They're like, yeah, there's no progress. Like, there were some contractions, but nothing.
Yeah, so and did you know what that meant?
What?
Did you know what that meant? Like, that it would have to be a C-section?
Not at that point.
Okay.
I was probably, like, 8 hours in, and they were trying all these different things and checking up on me. They try something and then wait 5 hours.
Yeah.
Check on the cervix.
What do you do during that time?
Literally fucking watch
you're
TV.
Just sitting there?
And they
okay,
tell
TV.
You not to eat, but I was like, I'm
going
to eat. I'm going to eat.
You ate, though, right?
I had a couple of things.
Why like, do they say not to eat? Because you're going to shit on the table?
I don't know. And I didn't care if I shat on the table.
Oh, let me ask you this. Me neither. So is there a whole thing that you can't leave the hospital until you shit after you give birth? Because I've heard that.
I have
that.
No idea.
Okay.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
But again, this was New York Presbyterian, and I've heard that other people didn't have a clicker, but I got a clicker.
That's nice.
And they basically were like,
clicker.
You can't die. Yeah. You can click it, but you're not going to die. And I was like, okay.
God.
So I was like clicking
I'm
gonna it.
I'm going to get so high if I have
and
a
you kind of, okay, it kind of felt like a warm glow or like a warm bubbling feeling.
I feel like that's how heroin is described.
I think if we did a full on Google research.
Yeah.
I think heroin properties are very similar.
But
epidural.
It doesn't make you nauseous.
No.
I was like,
well, this feels kind of great. But I got nervous, like, oh, am I taking too much? But I was like,
and did you have
click.
To do the thing where you rotated your body on both sides?
I did just because I was like, maybe
because
I
heard
I
that
move
it can all go to
way.
One side if you don't move.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And they gave me, oh my God, I'm having memories. They gave me these compression things that they popped on my legs that literally squeezed my legs, release. And it was supposed to be to help
blood flow.
Yeah. Like,
so you didn't get blood clots?
Things. No. I was perfect. They took good care of me. And then they had a catheter. They had to give me...
A catheter?
Yes, because once you get your epidural,
you can't just go...
Yeah, but it was amazing.
It was?
So once you get the epidural,
you're not going to the bathroom.
You're not going here. You're not going there. You're a little...
You're bedridden.
You're like bed. And ideally, your baby just... busts out, but because no one's supposed to be sitting on a bed for 36 hours with no baby.
Yeah.
You either do your C-section in 30 minutes or you do, hurry up and give birth. So I was just like in this purgatory stupid situation where I was like hopeful that I might give birth while they're just pumping me with so much Pitocin. The Pitocin is supposed to get it all going. And that's like the last thing that they were like, let's go. And they basically got me to a level of Pitocin that they had to get a specialist to come in, a supervisor to like sign off on the levels that they were giving
me.
Like they gave me the normal level and they were like, we need to give you more and more and more and more. And finally I was like, well, this is a joke. I am now fully epiduraled out. No baby is coming. The cervix, they are like, you have to get 10 inches or 10 centimeters is when you're supposed to give birth. But I was like, never got past 4. And that was after this like claw lady was like prying it open. And I was like, I give up. We could do a C-section. The doctor was like, so I think that we should do a C-section. And I didn't talk to anyone or my mom or any. There was like, I'm not. And
you're
usually,
like, okay, let's
usually
go.
People have family with them. It was COVID, so no one
was around.
I know
a lot of
around.
People don't like that when they hear that. And they're like, that's not my plan. Or like, and they get upset.
Like, now
I
I'm
feel
like, let's
go. If that happened to me, I'd be like, okay.
36 hours. I gave it my best effort. And that's all I could say is I gave it my best effort. And then when the doctor like cut me open, got my baby. It was so fucking easy because they give you more pain medication, numb you from the waist down, put a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's sitting next to me. The anesthesiologist is like having small talk with my husband about fucking sports. I'm listening to them talk about
sports. You're like, shut up.
No, I didn't even care. I was like, anything but anything to get me out of like, they're cutting me open right now.
Yeah.
And pulling out organs.
And you don't feel that. They pull out organs?
I heard.
To make space?
They have to like remove some things to get to the thing, to take out the baby.
Well, my appendix is gone.
Oh, that's good.
I hope that helps.
But then afterwards, they stitched me up. Gave me oxy and sent me on my merry way.
Oxycodone?
Yeah, and like they were like, this will. And I kept being like, why are they giving oxy to a woman who's about to breastfeed? But whatever.
I'm down.
But then, you know what? And then it was a bit of a recovery. Like my, it was.
Yeah,
like
what is the recovery like? Wait, hold on. Actually,
it felt like I got
second.
The living
back.
Shit beat out of me. But you know what? It went away and I'm fine now.
Were you bleeding a lot? Does that happen?
Afterwards, you like, I think when they finally send you home, it's like a period
heavy
times
period,
two.
Right? Yeah.
I'd say it was like a period times
two. For like
two.
6 weeks, right?
Yeah, and you're
so
just like.
So you're just bleeding for 6 weeks and like feeding and like you're, and not
and
sleeping.
Yeah.
You're just like.
They say the first
but
week
are
you,
like, you
have to be on your bed and the second week around your bed and the third week like around the apartment or whatever.
Oh.
Like they want. Because
I'm like, how
really
do you.
Don't
you must be the shell of a person.
You are a
first.
Shell of a person. Okay. And you get, some people get depressed.
Yeah.
Sometimes one night I got like high off of breastfeeding. Like.
Really?
Like I was, but the breastfeeding. Like it like gives you like oxytocin, like, ooh, like the, you know, one day I was like taking a shower and I'm like, ooh, this feels good, wow, after I just breastfed.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like a vulnerable time. Yeah. I remember I was like journaling a lot. Mm. I remember my mom came to like help me out with the baby, but like, baby was doing great. Breastfeeding kind of sucked, but I was very fragile. Mm. I was like the most emotionally fragile and delicate I'd ever been. And I think, like, looking back, I slightly was happy that I was in a pandemic, like the height of the pandemic, because I had no FOMO. No one was, mm-hmm, allowed to visit me. No friends, nothing.
Yeah.
And it was almost like, you
kind of nice because you really get to bond with the baby.
Yeah. And you get to be, and it's super alone safe too, and feel like cozy and not. Maybe if those doors were open, maybe in a world where COVID never happened, the floodgates would be like, I have visitors from his side of the family and my side and this and that, and I'd be answering questions and wanting to entertain. Uh-huh. I highly recommend shutting and locking.
Yeah,
and
that sounds nice. Unless I think I would
unless
like
you're
that
my mother.
Yeah.
Who, unless I trust you to see my nipples and titties and milk and
yeah,
gross after pregnant stomach, like my tits were basically out for feeding,
yeah,
24/7. Uh-huh. And
did that
I
take like,
in, like
a second to get used to, or you didn't think about it?
I didn't really think about it because, like, mm-hmm, my husband was like, cared about me, my mom was, yeah, like, has the
you're
only
like, well,
person,
this is my boob,
yeah, the only person who also breastfed,
yeah.
So it's like she had some advice, and then that was that. And it
so
was,
did the baby latch?
It was kind of hard, and I used, okay, this thing called a nipple guard, okay, which helped.
There's
me
so many
personally
things I have to learn about. Like, I don't know any
I think
of this.
Some people magically, the latch happens and it's great.
Yeah.
Again, like, some people's water break. They break.
Right.
And they just burst into labor. Good for fucking you, yeah, if that happens. I had to go through like 36 hours right of denial until I got my C-section. Some people are so smart that they schedule a C-section. Boom. They go makeup done, hair done. They sit there for 30 minutes and they
that's
leave.
That's it?
Like the actual surgery.
What's
is
the
like,
scar like? Is it big?
It's not big. It's not great. And I went to a new doctor in LA, mm-hmm, and I was like, if I had another baby, and I like my, yeah, doctor in LA the very best. And I was like, if I had a Jason Rothbart, shout out.
Hey.
If I had another baby, and I literally was like, would I do? And he's like, probably if you wanted to do another C-section. And I was like, well, the scar. And he literally was like, I would cut this scar out and give you a brand new scar.
Oh.
And he was like, and I'd make it better. And I was like, okay. Ooh. So I'm kind of interested in, yeah, that. I don't hate my scar, but I was like, it's not like this flawless healing. Yeah. There's like a, it's a red strip.
That's what I have right now from my appendix because I just got my appendix out last year during, mm, COVID. So I wonder if they would just open that up.
Maybe. Maybe a certain doctor would. I also know someone, yeah, who has a fucking equal sign in her
equal?
Her stomach. Because one C-section for one baby and the,
oh,
second C-section for another. So she has,
yeah,
two scars. And I was
interesting.
Like, I will kill someone if I, because to me, it's like, I already have this ugly scar. It's not, uh-huh, that ugly. I've learned to like it. And certainly I've Googled tattoos of C-section, like people who like make,
oh,
it an
like
ugly
a
tattoo,
yeah,
around,
yeah,
it. Oh my God.
How
it's
does it
horrible,
look?
Horrible.
Yeah.
So Tampa.
Wait, so.
But then I was like, the doctor, the LA doctor was like, I would cut this one out and put another one in. And I'm like, why the fuck would I even try to push for baby number two?
Yeah.
If I know that I can, if I already have a scar. But yeah, I'm kind of now team C-section. And I get to talk about how tight my pussy is all the time.
I know. I hope.
I used to be like,
I want to maintain
gun
that
to my head, I'm never going to have a C-section. And now I'm like, I'm team schedule.
Yeah. I feel like
Victoria
whatever
Beckham
happens,
had four
happens.
C-sections.
Oh, she did?
I love looking up what kind of birth celebrities
had. Oh, that's fun. But so you said you gained 70 pounds?
Maybe close to 80.
80? So is like, does that happen naturally? Is that like from the amount that you're eating? Like, how does that work?
I think
work?
It was an extreme weight gain, but it was also.
But your husband's like a big guy.
Yeah.
Too.
I had a 9.5 pound baby.
Yeah.
And when they pulled him out, they're like, of course he wasn't able to drop. He's too big.
But you would think he would if he was too big.
I would have died if I wasn't in a hospital.
Oh, my God.
Because I always describe it as I was a Chihuahua pregnant with a pit bull. Mm-hmm. And there was only one way out, and that was cut me open. There was no, he was not going to fit in my insanely tight pussy. No, but it's like the pelvic floor and the pelvis, like whatever. Oh, my God. It just wasn't going to happen. So maybe, and I said to my husband, I was like, well, if we have a second baby and it's a girl, maybe I'll try to push, but I'm not going to push a boy. Because I think that in general, in my brain, boys are bigger.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, I think the weight gain was, a lot of it was Moses and a lot of it was I ate so much
food. Because I'm eating a lot. Does that mean I'm going to gain 70 pounds?
Not necessarily.
Okay.
But then I fucking lost it.
Yeah, so tell me about that.
I took my sweet time losing weight. Breastfeeding, they say the weight falls off when you breastfeed.
Yeah, does it?
Some weight fell off and like naturally you're like bleeding. And when I was bleeding, I was like, oh, it's kind of gross. But you're like
there's
shedding.
Like pounds of weight that come up.
You're shedding an apartment and the couch and the futon.
Right,
and this.
That's a good
like,
analogy.
I kind of saw it as just like, I'm getting rid of this guy's house. He moved into that snoo, but like it just felt like that removal, and that was like my thought process when I was like wearing diapers. But it's I literally took my sweet time and slowly started walking and doing exercises. Slowly started getting off my fucking melted cheese burrito diet into the green juice and salads. Yeah. Like, I really took my time. I really was like, I am not in a goddamn rush to lose this weight. And the more people said to me, you're going to have such an easy time snapping back, the more I'm like, that's kind of rude and you're kind of putting pressure on me to be the thin Esther that you knew. But I am no longer that girl.
That's amazing that you were able to say that.
I think it was just like a comics like making comments about
no,
my body.
No, but it's true. Like, and I was think like, that people don't
maybe
realize
I don't
what
back.
They're saying when they say that. And it's like, oh, yeah, true. Like, I never thought, like, oops.
But you kind of get come to terms, like, for some reason, I was like, yeah, maybe I snap back really easily, but maybe I am kind of chunky for the rest of my life. Deal with it.
Yeah.
I started to just, like, work on
like, I noticed that I had gained, I think, like, close to 7 pounds in the first trimester. But I had read that, you should gain, like, up to 5. So then I was like, I don't want to weigh myself anymore throughout this process.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
throw the
doctor,
scale in the trash
I was like,
can.
The doctor will let me know if there's an issue. But I'm not going to be, like, thinking about that anymore. Because, like, for 2 days, like, I was like, should I eat less? And, like, I was so in my head about it. And I was like, I just don't want to be. I just want to, like, live my life and, like,
live it.
Have like eat. A healthy baby and like
I mean,
not
I can
be thinking
say,
about it.
I was like, I did not think about weight. Yeah. I like literally threw it all in the trash and was like, what I'm thinking about is that there's a voice inside me that is starving. I didn't just eat because it was fun. I ate because I was fucking
I'm hungry
starving.
Every 2 to 3 hours right now.
So if you're hungry,
if I don't eat like
eat.
Every 3 hours, like if it
when
hits,
I'm
like,
not
4 hours,
I'm not that
up.
Hungry.
Yeah.
It's
so
easy to eat a fucking salad because I'm not really that hungry. It gives me fuel and I go on a fucking stupid hike and I feel good. But if I'm pregnant, I'm so tired.
Yeah.
I cannot hike.
No.
I am so tired.
Did you exercise at all when you're pregnant?
A little bit. We do lots and lots of walking.
Yeah,
and
I'm doing
myself walking,
walking. That's it.
But then when I started to try to like, when I tried to, I want to tell you something, but when I tried to like kick into, now I'm ready to work out.
Yeah.
It was probably 4 or 5 months after the baby was born and I, or maybe 3, something around there. And I was like, now I am ready to get work out, Esther. And I got brand new leggings. That's the key to everything.
Yeah.
Get
when you
brand
have
new
cute
leggings.
Workout outfit that
get,
you want to put
get
on.
Get it brand new leggings when you're pregnant. Get brand new leggings after the baby. And I was like, ready to go. And I was like, wow, my back fucking hurts. So I don't know what to do.
Interesting.
So I went to see a pelvic floor physical therapist. What a mouthful. And she like I felt like I had a personal trainer. And she like step by step told me how to recover. And like she really helped me. She helped me immensely. And I was hesitant. I was like, wait, I had to call my, I literally had to call my doctor and be like, my back is hurting really, really bad. He's like, don't worry about it. When you feel good, start exercising. And I was like, yeah. But then I called and was like, I'm really having back pain. And he was like, I'll write a referral. That's all I needed. Yeah. That's all I needed. Yeah. Then I went to the physical therapist with my referral, and then boom, it was like very, very inexpensive for me to have this. I know she's not a personal trainer, but it just felt like a personal trainer.
Yeah, I've been to personal physical trainer.
Yeah, physical therapist.
Am I saying it right? Physical therapist.
Yeah, the pelvic floor physical therapist. But it was like, it was a woman I could talk to about all my pain. Mm-hmm. And then she gave me like exactly what I needed to do. It was like monster walks and this and this.
Oh, cool.
And it was like this guide and this ease. And then when I moved to Florida for a couple months, just a pandemic move, I went and like videoed with her, and her telling me like, okay, now we're gonna work on the squats. Like, I graduated from this, and we moved on to this, and I graduated from that, and I was like, it was like the best experience of my life. I was so shy to put like pressure on my doctor to give me the referral. I was like, yeah, maybe I'll just feel better soon. Yeah. I'll just feel better.
Because you want to be like superwoman.
Yeah, and I was like, I'll just do my yoga. And it was like, fuck no.
Yeah.
And there was a little voice inside me that was like, something is actually wrong. You can't just jump right into yoga or Pilates. Mm-hmm. So I really, if I could like emphasize anything, it's like, people should just automatically get ready for a physical therapist afterwards because why the fuck not?
Yeah, and did you have that lower back pain during the pregnancy?
Yeah.
Towards the end, but you felt like it was worse after? Or just still there? And you're like, there's the baby.
It was still there, and I was like, but wait a minute, I'm ready to snap back. Yeah. Like, finally, after like 4 or 5 months, it was like, I wanted to do the yoga and the Pilates, and then...
Yeah, when you're ready for it.
I have to say, in the first week and 2 weeks, 3 weeks postpartum were very hard because your hormones are going up and down, up and down. One day you're fucking happy, and the next you're emotional. And, like, I had this emotion, but I'm already an emotional person. So then it was a bit difficult, but I had to, like, remind myself. I'm like, don't, you know, postpartum, don't go.
Yeah.
And I think, like, there were moments of sadness, but overall I kept, like, my head up and had a lot of help from my mom and my husband. But I remember texting a female comedian being like, when does this get easier? Mm-hmm. Like, I was in a moment of, like, will this ever get easier? Because it was very hard for a bit.
Yeah.
And then she was like, 2 months.
Oh.
And I was like, okay. I think I was, like, at week 3 and was, like tearing up of, like, will this ever get easier? And then after 2 months, it got much easier.
Mm.
There was something that clicked. And then, of course, there's quotes. It's like, it doesn't get easier. You get better. It's like, maybe I got better. Maybe he got easier. But I feel like that's then the wisdom I pass on to people. I'm like, it's going to be kind of hellish for 2 months. But put it on your calendar, 2 months, and you'll start to feel, everything will start to feel a little better.
I love that.
Yeah, I think it's such a crazy journey, but I having the little baby on you is the most natural shit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Animal Planet sometimes. I'm like, this is nature.
That's so
everything
funny.
Is fake. Like the idea of us doing comedy and telling jokes of this society, language, it's all fucking made up.
Yeah.
This social structure of like, oh, we should do this and go shopping and play with our iPhones. It's all fake. But the real natural, like the most thing that I'm like proud of, that I'm like, this is like fucking Mother Nature.
Is that like when you have a carrier on?
No, it's when I just pop my kid on my body and I make out with him and I tickle him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is the best feeling of my life. And this feels like the most natural shit I've ever done. Everything else now feels like such a fraud. Having a kid feels really natural.
Aww.
It's like what you are. Almost, a woman is completely wired to have a kid every fucking month.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're bleeding. We have our periods. We're hormonal. We go baby crazy. Or maybe not. Or maybe we just want a little puppy and take care of our puppy. But, like, I feel like that maternal instinct, I never addressed it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, oh, this makes sense. And I feel like I feel like if all I did today was care for my kid, then, like, I did a good job. Mm-hmm. It kind of takes this – maybe I've become, like, less of a career woman.
Yeah.
Or maybe – but I also had a good comedy special, so I'm like, oh, a lot of jokes
and
came
the name,
from this.
And the name?
What? Oh, Burning Bush. So it's like, oh, I did this project, and then I did a podcast, and I'm talking about it now.
Yeah.
So it's like – part of me is like, wait, am I, like – I care less about my career.
Mm-hmm.
There's no question.
I already feel that way, and the baby hasn't even come yet. I just feel like there's something more important like happening right now, and it's like everything else feels a little like bullshit. Like, of course, I still like have things that I want to accomplish in my life, and like, you know, and I'm passionate about, you know, writing and stand up and all of that, and you know, I want to create TV shows and blah blah blah. But like, I also am like, oh, wow, like right now I'm pregnant and like my focus is
it's
like
what it is,
making sure it's like a great pregnancy and taking care. And like relaxing. I feel myself wanting to be so chill. Like I feel this like inner peace that like I feel like I never
Absolutely.
Had before. And like I'll just like space out on the couch for like hours. And Steven's like, are you OK?
I'm like,
I'm just relaxing. Like, I feel good. Like, I'm not letting him, like, if he tries to, like, argue with me about something, I was like, I'm not letting my cortisol rise.
Right.
Like, I'm just like,
you're
I'm
like,
not doing it, babe.
They say if your cortisol yeah. gets to your baby could be addicted to cortisol, and then your baby's born.
It's already going to happen, because
I am. Who loves drama? Addicted. But fine.
Yeah.
But relax on a fucking
couch.
No,
but I just,
and,
like I genuinely, and, like, I just want to relax. I just
want to
relax.
As you should. You don't, it's not that you even want to relax. It's like, your energy is going to one thing, and it's like you don't realize
yeah.
it day to day, like ordering a coffee at Starbucks, but there is your whole entire body you've sacrificed
mm-hmm.
is working really, really, really hard to make a baby inside your body.
Yeah. So, I really do feel like most of my energy is
All
put into that. And then whenever I have leftover, I'm like, okay, what do I want to do with my day?
Yeah, it's a joke. And it
yeah.
gives you fog. I had like bad, foggy, like trying to remember a name
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, oh my god, this is what moms do. They're just like, what was her name? Patricia Pat. I'm like, mom, shut the fuck up. Like, and now I'm doing it. I'm like, maybe I've gotten a little bit more clarity. But yeah, I slowly lost the weight and now I'm back to the size that I was, and now we want another baby. So
Aww.
It's like it's
Yay.
So but I'm like, oh, of course I'll get back to being big again. But I guess maybe like enjoy all of
totally
the clothing
yeah, I'm living it up.
And eat whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. Because it's like, when else do you really get to have this opportunity?
And the clothes just go. Moses just went through every single size.
They so quickly, they grow, right?
People got him a size for like his birthday, for instance. They gave him a 12-month
yeah.
shirt, thinking that would fit him. And there's like a picture of him, like his arm almost fitting in it. And he's just like this big, chunky boy.
Aww.
But
is he
I'm
heavy?
Obsessed with him. He's so heavy. He's supposed to be like 21
he's like
pounds,
half your
and
size.
He's like 34 pounds or something.
He is. What
and
a
I tried
little cutie. Because your husband's so tall, right?
Yeah, and we think
what
that
is
Moses
he, 6'5"?
Is going to be like a basketball player.
Yeah.
Like, we're ready. We're ready for this. Like, he's going to be enormous. It's so funny because right now I'm like cherishing him as a
Aww.
Baby. But they leave. They leave. They like don't stay with you forever. They go and like become
But that's
people.
When they're like 16.
I'm already mad about it. I'm already like.
You already miss him.
Because then what? And then you go back to your career and you're like, hello, career. Where have you been?
Like, I don't need you.
Yeah,
Hi,
exactly.
Do you guys need me?
But
Does someone need me?
We put him in daycare after he turned a year old.
Uh-huh.
And once he started walking, he was in daycare.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt like, well, what the fuck am I
yeah.
doing with my
and
day?
And it's like, all right, back to my life.
Exactly.
I already feel that way when my energy came back. I'm like, oh, I can get back to my life now. Because I feel like I'm in like a coasting period right now.
Well, write the jokes and feel
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
But I definitely recommend friendship and support
mm-hmm.
and mom friends.
Mm-hmm.
Other friends are great too.
Yeah, no, but I'm really connecting
but
with other
friends
who have kids because they just understand and there's so much that comes up and I just want to like talk to them about.
Yeah,
and I feel
I didn't
like,
give a shit about moms. 3
Never.
Years. I don't care.
I'd be like, oh, cool, you have
you.
A baby. Cute. But now I'm like, you have a baby.
Or I'm like, what kind of birth?
Yes.
How was the breastfeeding?
Yes.
Well, epidural. Like, I want to just get into those conversations.
Yeah, totally. As we wrap up, I just want to be sure to give a couple of shout outs right now because I spend all of my time on Instagram, like, learning about, because besides the mothers that I'm learning things from, I'm learning everything from Instagram. And when I feel like opening up a book, I'll read a fucking book. But I've just like, all I get are like ads that pop up, and then I learn about like, oh, this is like the cute diaper bag or
the
like
pillow
or the pillow.
Did you buy the pillow?
Yeah, I got a pillow, but my dog took it over already. He loves the pillow.
Oh, your dog needs to get used to like the baby shit.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be so jealous. But like, for example, bras, like I'm growing out of all my bras. So the only bras that I'm wearing right now are True & Co., great, which are like super soft, seamless. Like, I love those. Check them out. Hat Brand. Have you heard of Hat Brand? Oh, no. They are super cute, stylish, quilted diaper bags. They have like a backpack or a purse style. There's blue, pink, black. And like, I feel like
I can't
so many
picture you with a diaper bag.
I know. Well, I like the purse style instead of the backpack because I'm not really a backpack person. But like, so many diaper bags I looked at are so boring. You know, like they're just like plain totes and like look like shit. And like, this one was like a very Hap is like a very sophisticated, luxurious, like it's quilted. So I'm like, ooh, it's like somewhat like Chanel. Like, and it's like a purse I actually would want to carry around. Like, I'm like, I'm probably gonna like take this over. Yes. From the baby, and it, like, it has so many pockets, and it's lightweight.
Yeah, by the
and
way,
functional.
Babies don't carry their own shit. You have to carry a baby and carry baby stuff.
Yeah, and like this, yeah. So this one's like lightweight, and I'm like, okay, I can definitely like carry
You're
this.
You're the one
and,
wearing
like,
it.
Feel cute, yeah. So check out Hat Brand on Insta or their website hatbrand.com, and it's super super cute. So I wanted to share that, and I'm already looking at like bottles just because I have nothing else to do. Yes, pumps. I'll get to that later.
My God, I have a list for you.
Yes, send me your list. But Komotomo, do you know those bottles? They're super cute, and they have like pink and green. They're very like aesthetically pleasing. And then the last company that I'm absolutely obsessed with is Artipop.
I don't know this.
Okay, so they're like the chicest, coolest carriers on the market, and like I got a really dope leopard one.
Oh,
but they
I
have
think
like,
I know what you're talking about.
You've
they're
seen
really
them. They're
and
like
I wish I bought them.
They're
and I
like
couldn't.
Very like trendy and high end, and like every like celebrity has one.
I got the like ugly, not cute carrier.
I had
I
my eye on
it.
This before yes! I was even trying to have kids. My friend, after I showed her the one I got, she was like, I have to get pregnant just to have that. Like, they're so
have,
fucking
like, a
cute.
Sweet little baby girl nuzzled in your boobs.
I know. I know. And I'm so excited to put her in
you
my
know,
little
that's
leopard
what your
carrier.
Boobs are for. They're for the baby.
I know that.
It's just
right
so
now they're
funny.
For my husband, and then they'll be for
they
the baby.
They were for other people to look at, and now it's truly, you're like a little baby girl's going to be like sleeping on your tits and grabbing your tits and drinking your tits.
I just hope it doesn't hurt. I'm going to get the products for that too, but we'll talk about that on my next pregnancy episode. But I just want to finish up and say Artipop also has a podcast where they talk about game changers and inspirational thinkers, how they perceive motherhood, what paradigm shift they would like to see in the world when it comes to parenthood, and how to shape the world for future generations and our children. So check out the Artipop podcast as well on their Instagram, Artipop. That's Artipoppe. And yeah, Esther, this has been so much fun. There's so many other things I want to talk to you about, but I know that
I'll meet you on the playground.
I saw them put up a sign, and I'm not sure how much time I have. Was your pussy ever on fire?
No.
Why has no one else had that symptom?
Wait, feeling like burning?
Almost burning. It's every once in a while, but then I was told it was like from my uterus growing.
Okay.
I get like the weirdest
Maybe
symptoms. I don't have any. The first trimester, there was like a new thing every day. Like my stomach was like moving around
oh my
so
God.
Much.
I
and
had
like
blood coming out at
oh, you
seven
did?
Months. At 7 months. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh, that's
so
scary.
So I went to the emergency room yes. and they were like, so we're going to check for hemorrhoids. And I'm like,
oh,
okay.
That's it?
So they put a glove. This
no!
woman fingered my butt and it hurt so bad.
And
I
were
was
there
like,
hemorrhoids?
No. They were like, there's no. They checked on the baby. They checked on this. They checked on the blah, blah, blah. And they're like, everything looks good. You're just bleeding. And I'm like, great.
Why?
Bodies are weird.
When I was 5 weeks, I ate from like a Japanese restaurant, but I ate something that I thought was like safe. And I think it just made me feel sick or something mm-hmm. for some reason, or maybe it was psychological. I ended up going to the ER because I was throwing up and like had diarrhea at the same time. Sorry, that's gross. And I all of a sudden
so
had a... And then all of a sudden I had a fever of like 100.1. And for 5 days I had a fever of like 100.
Ugh.
And thankfully everything's okay. But that was like right away early. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
I know.
And
it's
I was getting hot a lot too. Cause I think it was like my hormones.
I had like a friend who had really high blood pressure and ended up having preeclampsia and had to like give, she like gave birth many, many, many weeks before the due date. And
oh, wow.
Everyone's got their fucking crazy story.
I stopped Googling
I can't wait for yours.
I know. I'm so excited. But I stopped like Googling everything and I'm like, it's all good. Like there's going to be weird things all the time. Like
you
unless there's like really bad pain or bleeding, then I think it's fine.
You could be so normal. Yeah. On your due date, you could just like pop out a kid.
I hope so. Oh my God. Our due date is April 1st. How hacky is that?
That's very funny. I mean, they say the due date's a joke. Because
but now
no
they
one
changed
gets...
it to like end of March. So like, I don't know. They keep being like, I think the baby's like a little bigger, but we're not going to change it. And I'm like,
the
I don't know what that means.
The beauty is there's just absolutely no way to predict. Like for $1 million, I couldn't tell you what kind of birth you're going to have and what kind of situation you'll
we'll
be
see.
In. But
it feels so far away, but does it go by fast?
No, it was the slowest 9 months. Like, I used to tell people, I was like, I was pregnant for a long time. And they would be like, isn't everyone pregnant the same amount of time? And the only thing that made me feel better was that elephants are pregnant for 24 months.
Someone told me that. That's so crazy. Because right now I'm 4 months,
about.
But I'm
I
already
like
how is there 5 more?
It's just...
It is what it is.
It's just really long. And now that I look back, I'm like, oh, that was short and easy.
Yeah.
But during the pregnancy, I was like, this will never end.
Especially at the end, right?
It's just so slow. I think it's like an old Janine Garofalo joke where she says, like, the slowest time ever is when you're on the Stairmaster. And the shortest that time goes is when you press the snooze button. Like 10 minutes go fast, like in one second.
Yes.
But I think the longest time ever is pregnancy. Every day is a fucking year.
Yeah.
But you just gotta eat.
Like you
until
really, like every, it's really a full 24 hour day.
You're just like, it's, why is time going by so slow?
Yeah.
But then the baby comes and you're like, wait, he's one?
That's crazy.
He just turned one. It felt like his life is only been 5 minutes. It just, like, all of a sudden he's one. All of a sudden we went to a preschool today.
Aww.
To look at.
Yeah.
And I was like, great. How much is this going to cost?
I know.
Yeah, it's really great. Oh, fuck.
Well, I'll look forward
Mama
to that.
Mama needs to make some
money. In a couple
money.
Of years. Thank you so much, you. Esther, for coming on.
Thank you for having
so
me.
So fun. So shout out all your stuff, your social, your special, your podcast, whatever you want to promote.
I post on Instagram, Esther.Steinberg, and then I've got this mom podcast, which you have to do.
Yes.
I might have to, like, our follow-up interview, I'll do, like, 2 months after this. We'll do, like, end of April, May, maybe.
Yeah, after the baby.
Yeah, after the baby. And then it's Stand Up Mom, and I'm working on the season 2, but season 1's out. And then my special is called Burning Bush. It's, like, the best thing I ever made other than Moses.
Aww.
And it's on Amazon, and I am 6 weeks postpartum, so my tits are all milked out.
Oh, my God.
My body's all milked out. I just look like a cow factory. I look like a milk. The special's got some funny jokes, but mainly watch it for the tits.
Love it. Thank you.
Thanks.